Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. We got another wake-up call, top five. These are the top five words that you can say on a date that will completely ruin the date. And you, in a first date.
Yes. And these are things that a guy could say in a first date that's going to make girls go like, oh, right.
Okay.
So the first, and I totally agree with this, sup.
Oh, yeah. Sup.
You don't have the time to say what's up to me?
Right.
Or how about hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sup.
Yeah, that's
nothing?
Very... That's very frat guy-ish.
Yeah. The next one, oh, man. Super agree with this one. Dude or bro?
What's wrong with dude?
The example is when a guy is speaking to you, referring to you as dude.
So that's bad.
Okay.
Dude doesn't bother me as much as bro.
Bro, yeah.
Now, the next one I'm on the fence about, because I think that anytime somebody would use this now is actually sort of in a joking way. The term broad, referring to a woman as a broad.
Oh.
Like, it's so not used, like, in our normal lives that I feel like when somebody uses it, they're making a joke.
Yeah, I feel like that one's weird on that list.
This one. Oh, my God. All guys have to just stop doing this all the time. Referring to your friends as my boys.
Oh, definitely. Mm. I agree with that one. I have tried to use that at some point in my life.
I don't even know if you have. Who are your boys? We're your boys.
Yeah.
It never. Well, like when I was in college and stuff like that, and it never felt right.
I'm happy to hear
it. It never felt right. You know why? Because I have boys, and they're my children.
Right.
That's who you call your boys.
I usually say my buddies.
Yeah, that's better. I feel like also referring to your friends as your boys makes you seem immature because your friends are boys.
Oh, so instead of saying my men, right?
Don't say my men,
right?
Okay, the next one's an expression I've never heard. It obviously is being said enough that it made this list, but it made me laugh so hard. Yes, guys, don't say it, but the term slam pig.
What's a slam pig?
Somebody that has sex with ugly girls.
What?
Well, then yes.
All of the words, this one comes up often enough to make a list?
I suppose so. I had to Google it. I didn't know what a slam pig was.
Okay.
Oh.
Sounds like a character from Space Jam.
You can call us up at 766-1065 or text us in a deal breaker word on a first date to 73389. These aren't necessarily words as much as they are phrases. Someone texted in the phrase, I just got out of a relationship a month ago.
That's no good.
Yeah. Or I'm separated but not divorced yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a person who's been divorced, that doesn't bother me. I would have to know, like, well, how long have you been separated? Because after you, like, go to court, gavel down, it's still 6 months till your divorce is legal.
Oh.
So.
I mean, I have a list, because those were words that men use that will torpedo a date, right?
Yeah.
I have my own list here of words that girls can use that'll torpedo a date.
Okay.
Now, I don't necessarily have any, like, trigger words or anything like that. Like, there's not a lot of deal breakers for me, but I guess the only one that I really thought that stood out to me is if you said something like, now, let me finish the whole sentence here.
Okay.
If you say I run my own business or I am my own boss, and it's because you're running a pyramid scheme, and you're trying to get people to buy your juice cleanser or your body wraps, that's probably an out for me.
Okay.
I agree with that one. I have baby or babies. That will sometimes torpedo a date.
Like referring to you as baby or talking about babies?
Talking about babies.
Okay.
Just not a first date kind of thing to say.
Okay.
X. Also, don't bring your ex up on a first date in any context, negative or positive, because both are red flags.
Okay.
Prison. No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Even if it's true, hold that off a little bit.
What if you are talking about you like the show Locked Up Abroad?
Red flag.
Okay.
Webcam.
Oh, you don't like that.
God, I can't imagine why I would want to hear that on a first date.
Own my own business.
Oh, but that goes on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Daddy. Ever. Nope, you can talk about your father or your dad, but if you call him daddy, that's a big red flag.
Oh, yeah. If you refer to him when he's not there as daddy, you mean? Because I call my dad daddy. But I don't, when I am talking about him, I don't say, I'm going to my daddy's house.
Yeah, it's weird. That's terrible. Influencer, don't want to hear that on a first date. That kind of goes.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
that. In that gray area of a pyramid scheme / I run my own business.
Okay.
Because an influencer does a little bit of both.
Okay.
And also neither.
Okay.